On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, we're sitting down with our very first guest, Kelvin Krupiak from Red Peak Media, and we're talking about chatbots, Facebook Messenger chatbots, how you can start one of your own for free.
The Massive Agent Podcast, with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
Hey, what's up, Massive Agents? Thanks for listening to episode number 6 of the Massive Agent Podcast. This is going to be a cool episode today because we have our first guest, and this guest knows his shit. He is a great marketer. So before I bring on Kelvin, our Facebook Messenger chatbot expert, I just want to remind you guys, for the month of February of 2018, we are running a contest. I'm rewarding you guys that are giving back, helping me and the podcast out by giving me a review on iTunes. Everybody who does that, take a screenshot of it, go to the Massive Agent Podcast Facebook page, and the pinned post on there, just post a comment with the screenshot of the review you left. That enters you to win $100 from Amazon. I'm giving away a $100 Amazon gift card at the end of February. I'll randomly pick somebody. There's two ways to win. First is screenshot a review. That is by far the most helpful thing you could do for me and this podcast, so thank you very much. Second, if you share a link to this podcast in another real estate Facebook group or on your business page, take a screenshot of that post and also comment on that pinned post. Go comment on that post that announces the contest. That's how you enter to win. You can have more than one entry. I'll randomly pick somebody at the end of February. And right now, we only have a couple people that have entered. So get on there. Your chances are great of getting a $100 gift card from Amazon. It's my way of thanking you guys and incentivizing you guys to help us out and leave us an iTunes review to help this show absolutely blow up. Okay, now let's talk chatbots. I know I say I'm excited every time, but this time I'm really excited because we're going to get into some cool technology that you can use to get more leads, to have better performing Facebook ads, and just like a cool new way to use technology to impress potential clients. There's so many options out there, but this one is super cool. You've probably heard about it before, Facebook Messenger chatbots. And so today we're speaking with Kelvin Krupiak. He used to be a marketing guy, the marketing strategist over at Easy Agent Pro. He's now out on his own at Red Peak Media. So check out, Kelvin, is it redpeakmedia.com?
It's actually theredpeak.com.
Theredpeak.com. Okay. So all the other Red Peaks are, you know,
they were taken or premium domains.
That's
so
right. Good call. Yeah. You're not going to pay 10 grand for that. So
no way.
Good call. So Kelvin, welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast. Thanks for being with us. You did an awesome article on your blog on theredpeak.com about how to set up a messenger chatbot, and it's step-by-step with screenshots. It's super helpful. And so I wanted to bring you on today so you can kind of give more context and let people know, first off, what is a chatbot? Should they be using one? Is it worth the time to set up? And what can you do with it? So real quick, introduce yourself and you know, let's get this thing started.
Yeah, man. So Kelvin Krupiak, guys, like Dustin said, I used to be over at Easy Agent Pro. That seems to be where a lot of people probably know me from their YouTube channel, from the live Facebook sessions I used to do over there, a lot of the content. Now I'm over on my own. I've got my own YouTube channel. I've got my own blog up, and I'm really excited. We do a lot of paid media, Facebook ad campaigns, a lot of that stuff. But so ManyChat is essentially what we're going to be talking about. That's what was in my blog. And my blog was really great for just introducing the basic concepts of ManyChat and how to get familiar with it as a tool in general, just creating an automated welcome message just so you start getting more comfortable with how to use the tools available over there. And there's a lot more complex and in-depth things you can do, and I do want to create some videos for that, which I'm really excited for. But let's kind of just talk about, if you're cool with it, Dustin, I feel like Messenger is going to be the number one marketing channel that real estate agents and people in a number of different industries just need to be exploiting this year.
I love it. So, starting out with a bold statement. I love it.
Yeah, very bold. But I feel very comfortable with that. So right now, a lot of you guys probably are using email, hopefully. You've got your CRMs, you've got your automated drip campaigns that you're going out. And the numbers are on the decline right now. They're dwindling at this point. And according to – it varies depending on which service provider you talk to. But according to Constant Contact, we're looking at around a 15.8% open rate for real estate agents specifically and a click-through rate of around 6.7. If you look at MailChimp, those numbers are even lower. Now, with ManyChat, we're looking at open rates of upwards of 80% plus. So this is like super early when email was introduced. You remember click-through rates and open rates were really, really high. That's basically like what we're looking at now with Messenger bots and Messenger sequences.
Well, it's like when you send out a blast text message, like everybody sees it because it shows up on their lock screen. So everyone sees it. Same with Facebook Messenger. If they all of a sudden get a message, like they get the little red number notification, you know, it shows up on their lock screen. Everybody sees those.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an excellent way. And people aren't – so with email, people's inboxes are dramatically saturated. I'm sure you know that very well, Dustin. But it's not the same problem with Messenger right now. Like you said, people getting a notification. It's right in their pocket. It pops up immediately. And there's like no barrier for people actually responding to a Messenger message. It's immediate. The communication is very conversational. So that's definitely something we need to see real estate agents specifically exploiting here through the rest of this year.
For sure. Now, we want to make sure that people aren't spamming the shit out of potential clients.
Right.
Nobody, like I've been getting some Messenger ads from like a paper manufacturer. Like, come on. Know your target audience a little better, people. So we want to make sure, and Kelvin's going to talk about how to use this the right way, just as a more effective, kind of a more modern way of getting information that people want from you, getting it into their hands in a better, more effective way. And, you know, the sky's the limit. There's so many different ways you can use a chatbot. And real quick, I wanted to clarify something, Kelvin. When you mentioned
for sure.
ManyChat. ManyChat is just one option people have to create their chatbot. It's a platform to build the chatbot itself. There's a bunch of other ones. There's ChatFuel. There's, mm-hmm. you know, a bunch. But ManyChat seems to be the most user-friendly, right?
I would 100% agree with that. I've tried three of the different services now, and ManyChat's my favorite by far and the one that I work with most frequently.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So, and that's the one I've been playing around with. And just so you guys know, real quick, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this, and before I really let Kelvin loose to preach, I'm going to have him help me dial in my chatbot on my Dustin Brome Realtor Facebook page. Eventually, I'll get it on the Massive Agent Podcast Facebook page, but I already have it set up on my personal realtor page. So, once this episode's live, go there and we'll figure out some cool way that you as a real estate agent will have an option or a path, if you will, to test it out. And we can deliver some information to you through the chatbot just so you can see it in action.
Let's talk about some of the dynamics of Messenger real quick, because a lot of the people that I'm talking with and a lot of people I've worked with want to immediately say, okay, Messenger is where the attention's at. It's where the percentages are high. The data, the numbers are very great. What I'm going to do is copy over my email sequences, my drip campaigns over into a Messenger sequence. And that's one of the worst things you could possibly do, because it's important to remember that the dynamic with Messenger is entirely different than what someone would expect with email. You can't have an extremely long, dense text going into a Messenger sequence. You want to have something very conversational. You want to have something very fun. You want to be using emojis, GIFs. You want to make it an exciting and enjoyable conversation. Also, just a quick tip before I forget, one of the things you do want to do when you're setting up with your Messenger bot is you want to make sure you're clarifying right away to the user that they are talking to a chatbot. Or you can say, this is your virtual assistant, or this is Search Salt Lake's virtual assistant. How can I help you? This is Dustin Brome's assistant. Make sure they know it's not you personally, because then they're gonna start to tell immediately that you're trying to make something that is a chatbot seem authentic without clarifying to them that they are not talking to an actual person. So definitely make that immediately apparent.
Right. And that's important, because whenever I've interacted with a page that had a chatbot, as soon as, like, if I know it's a chatbot, then it almost, like, you have no objections to it. You're like, oh, cool. This is kind of fun. Like, it's not every day I get, you know, to interact with a chatbot. I've heard about these. They're kind of cool. And so just people knowing that can actually get them more interested than if they think it's just you personally.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something, like you said, it's an impressive use of the technology. They know right away, oh, he's taking advantage of creating these really useful sequences that are providing me with a lot of value. They're entertaining. They're fun. Now, what I'd like to get into also now here is like the objective of messenger marketing. Now, a lot of you guys want to be picking up some form of contact information. I do think it's important to clarify that you will need the pro version of ManyChat in order to pick up actual like email forms and emails within the sequences. Dustin, are you using the pro version yet or are you still using the free version?
I'm still being the cheap ass using the free version.
That's okay, man.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And I plan to do the pro as soon as I got the thing dialed in because I do want to get those email addresses and I believe phone numbers you can even get too, correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's definitely fine to just use the free version as it is, packs a lot of different function into it. So I think that's totally fine. Eventually feel comfortable to upgrade. You can still capture the attention of your audience very well with the free version of ManyChat, but then you can actually start capturing email addresses, and then you have both people you're adding into your email campaigns as well as people you have subscribed to you on Messenger. So that's the objective of messenger marketing. We want to pick up subscribers. And anytime someone directly interacts with your bot, they're going to become a subscriber to you. So you're going to see them show up in ManyChat. There's going to be a dashboard with a list of people who have interacted with your bot. And you can now send out blasts to them. You can create segments of the people who have subscribed to your bot, very similar to what you would do with email campaigns and in your CRM. And when you get a subscriber, you don't get the email. So eventually down the line, that's what you want to get right up front before you start someone down a sequence. You want to prompt them with some type of copy that's going to say, hey, we want to make sure we've got the right email address so we can send you all of the, you know, a free home evaluation or our free market value report, market analysis, whatever it is. Just make sure you get that email up front in the sequence that you're creating. And what you want to do as a real estate agent, I was talking to Dustin about this yesterday, is one of the first things you send out, you want to have a qualifying question. So you guys are going to be working with buyers or sellers. And one of the first things you want to do is that first automated message should be a way, you should have two different buttons that you create so that they can identify whether they're a buyer or a seller. And depending on what they identify with, you can send that user down a specific sequence of providing different resources, materials, and value that is most useful to them in their specific real estate journey.
Now, guys, I know he said you should definitely be using the pro version, the paid version, and you should. But if you're on a budget, just the free version, you can still get people subscribing to you. Now, you're not going to get their email address. You're not going to be able to add them to your email list. But you can start piling up Messenger subscribers. So then if you have maybe a new article that you write that's relevant to them, or you did a new video that you want people to see or whatever, you can then push it to those Messenger subscribers, and you can do all that for free with the free version. So don't think that you must have the pro to do anything. You just need the pro to do everything.
Correct. That's a great point to make. You don't have to have the pro version to pick up those subscribers. And if you're on that budget, like Dustin said, you can wait until your budget opens up a bit. And if you've built a huge base of Messenger subscribers, you can send out a mass blast later down the line, months down the line, prompting people to collect their email addresses so you make sure that they're not missing out on any value or whatever it may be. Definitely a good point to make. One of the other main points I really want to stress, I'm trying not to talk too much about the technical stuff because I know this is we're not actually like showing a walkthrough here. I don't want to get too confusing with it. I just wanted to stress that it's important to remember that Messenger is a very personal space. Like Dustin said, don't spam the users. It's comparable to email in a lot of different features, but again, really, really work hard on creating a very casual and fun dialogue. That's just one thing I really, really want to stress. And also, don't be mimicking your email sequences. Those are just two of the big points that I want to make sure I keep driving home to everybody.
I think that's good because I've heard a few other people talk about chatbots and how to use them as a real estate agent, and no one's really mentioned, at least that I've noticed, they haven't really driven that point home. I think that's very valuable. The Facebook Messenger and the way you communicate and how you expect to be communicated to is completely different than email, like you said. So they're completely different things. You have to make it sound natural. It has to be like, you know, the way you talk with your friends in Messenger is the way you're going to want to set these up and, you know, use lingo, use emojis, like you said, keep it short. It's about a conversation, like you're texting back and forth with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then also something Dustin and I were kind of chatting about before we started recording was the element of gamification. So here with Messenger, you have the opportunity to create like a quiz or something to keep the user very engaged and excited about the sequence that's happening that they're going through here. As well as, not only is this something exciting for them, gamification is a good way for you to qualify and validate specific leads. So you can have them taking these quizzes and going down answering these specific questions that you've laid out. And the whole time you're determining whether the quality and the value of this specific lead. So if you've got a house, maybe you've got somebody who's like, find your perfect house, and you have them going down a specific questionnaire through Messenger. You're finding a bunch of things that you can actually put together to help them find a specific house that's going to fit whatever their needs are. Or there's a bunch of different things you can do to make this an enjoyable experience for your users, because real estate typically can be sometimes an overwhelming experience, not typically viewed as like an exciting industry for the user itself. So anytime you can actually take something like gamification with a Messenger sequence to make it much more enjoyable and exciting, you're going to ramp up your lead generation, because you're dramatically engaging the user in a way that's typically a lot of agents just aren't going to be doing.
Exactly. Yeah, there's very few agents that are even using a chatbot. I would bet at least 90% don't even have a clue what a chatbot is. They still think it's that's the robot cruising around vacuuming your floor. You know, and then they don't have a clue. There's still agents out there who are like, should I get a Facebook business page? Like, are you kidding me? But I think people listening to this podcast are savvy enough that they know what a chatbot is, or they've heard the term, and so the reason they're listening is this has piqued their interest. And guess what, guys? With it being new and hip and cool, that means hardly anyone else is using it. It's a great way to stick out above your competition and to have fun. Like, give home buyers, home sellers, or, you know, potential clients, give them something fun, a different way of interacting with a realtor, and you're going to get their business.
100%. 100%. And I think, let me just make sure. Those are a lot of the main points that I wanted to cover. Some other just important things I want to touch on. I do like to make sure that we talk about something actionable. I know this isn't going to be, you know, something visual, but like Dustin said, I've got a blog on this. What I would suggest doing, if you guys have zero experience with chatbots, go search for ManyChat. It's free to use, free to get started with. All you got to do is connect with your Facebook page. And then what I would suggest doing is going down to the broadcast section. On the left-hand side, you're going to see all those tools. Just click on broadcast and start getting familiar with how to set up your own welcome message. Just get familiar with setting that up, creating three options there. Hey, welcome to my Facebook page. Thank you for, you know, having an interest in what I'm doing here. I would love to provide you with some more information and value. And then maybe three links, a link to your website, a link to your email if they want to reach out directly, and then maybe your blog if they need more additional resources. Just something really simple like that. Just go out and do that after listening to this podcast, and that's going to make the whole process of interacting with Messenger and ManyChat, it's going to seem a lot easier to just start getting more familiar with.
Absolutely. And Kelvin, something that I want to hit too, I want to give some people ideas of what can be done with the chatbot. Like, what kind of campaigns can you run? What kind of information can you deliver? Let's talk about some specific things people can use it for. I think that'll be super helpful. But even more than that, like Kelvin said, I'm going to put the link to his blog article where he has screenshots and he goes step by step into how to create your own welcome message with ManyChat. That's huge. If you guys do nothing other than that, that is a huge step forward, because if somebody messages your business page, I mean, maybe you have the automated responses set up, but still, like, those are very dry. You know, it's at least you're responding. I mean, a lot of Facebook messages just go into a black hole because the business page notifications suck when it comes to messages. So if you have your chatbot responding to people for you and you're able to deliver them one or two pieces of information, even if it's just, hey, watch this video about what we do or whatever, at least they're getting something, and then you can get back to them later. And when they interact with your chatbot, rather than just your automated message on your business page, they're being added as a subscriber. So then later on, you could push some information to them, make sure it's relevant and actually interesting. But there's so many advantages. So even if you set up that welcome message and nothing more, you're taking a huge step forward, and you can do a lot of cool things with that.
Absolutely. So yeah, and like Dustin said, let's talk about some cool campaigns. Let's talk about some cool ideas, some of the more in-depth things you can do with ManyChat and Messenger sequences and campaigns when you get more comfortable with it. So you can set up carousel ads connected to Messenger sequences. You can do standard single image ads that are connected to Messenger sequences. You can even do organic posts on your business page. So you don't have to worry about paying for anything yet. I would definitely suggest starting out with an organic Facebook post and just connecting it to Messenger. And a lot of the times what you can do is you can actually do in growth tools you have for ManyChat, you can actually set it up so that somebody just has to comment something down below your post, a specific trigger word, and that's going to get them pushed through the sequence. Now, Facebook does have like a double opt-in mechanism with this, which is a good idea, but essentially they're going to be commenting a keyword down below your post. They're going to get that notification, and once they agree to that, then they're going to be starting down your Messenger sequence. But you can do organic. Let me see. I'm actually in ManyChat right now, so I just want to open up the growth tools, which is where you're going to be spending a lot of your time after you've set up a welcome message, after you've become more familiar with the entire tool.
And I know a lot of this needs to be visual for you to really get it, and I know it's kind of hard, you guys listening. So check out Kelvin's blog post and then go to my Dustin Brome, Salt Lake's favorite realtor, Facebook page, and message it, interact with it, and you can see how this thing works. But what I've seen some people do is, because like you said, you can do an organic Facebook post now, and before you hit publish on it, you can check a box that lets people send you a message. And then that automatically gets them to interact with your page, and they can become a subscriber and interact with your chatbot just through, like, maybe you post an article or a photo of your, you know, a sunset in your city or whatever, and with a thing that says send message, and, you know, it gives people a way to contact you in a different way. I've seen people, now you can, there's two different ways you can run Facebook ads with Facebook Messenger ads. You could push content into their inbox. They have to already have interacted with your page before. So it's good that you're building up that subscriber base, you know, through other means. And then you can push something into their inbox. Or it's just a way that it's a destination for, if, hey, schedule a showing at this particular property, they click the ad and boom, it opens up their Messenger app, and then they can message you and say, I want to see the house at 3 p.m. So it can be used as pushing content into their inbox or as a destination. Messenger could be a destination for a Facebook ad. Do you have any more ideas on what they can do with that, Kelvin?
No, that was perfect, actually.
You kissed ass, Kelvin.
Are the host, so
I love having you on. We're gonna have you back like weekly. How about that? You could be a co-host.
Man, I would love that. I would be so excited. You just let me know.
Right on.
Well, let's kind of talk through. So you want to do a chatbot, right? We're gonna work together to create something that they can interact with by the time this podcast is live. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about creating? And let's kind of talk through that process and maybe the structure that we'll be putting together for that. Would you like to do maybe an organic post, like on your wall connected to Messenger, that people can comment a specific word below to actually start interacting with your bot?
Yeah, I could do that. See, what I had envisioned was somebody going to the Facebook page, clicking, you know, message, and then it comes up, you know, the welcome greeting, and then, are you looking to buy a home, sell a home, or are you a listener to the Massive Agent podcast? And then, but I'm struggling with thinking of, once they click, I'm a listener to the podcast, like, what could I give them at that point? You know, we're still a new podcast. I don't have that much content out there. How about this? This is what we'll do. Yes. Okay. Rather than having people try to find your blog post on their own, this is what we're going to do. If you guys want Kelvin's blog post on how to set this up, how to create a welcome message, how to do it all, we'll just deliver it to you through Messenger. How about that? So you go to Dustin Brome, Salt Lake's favorite realtor, go to that Facebook page, message it. There's going to be an option on there, you know, Massive Agent podcast listener. Once you click that, we'll just deliver that article to you. And so that's saving you time. You're going to get the content, and you can see the possibilities of what you can do with the chatbot.
Great idea. See, that was on the fly too. That was awesome, man.
That's how I do things. I fly by the seat of my pants.
For good. Seems to work out well. I like that.
It works out very well unless it doesn't.
It works out well until it doesn't.
Exactly. Yes.
Perfect. So yeah, let's do that. So we're going to create a welcome message that we're going to be using the broadcast section for of ManyChat. You guys are going to prompt that Messenger bot by just messaging the page, and you're going to see the sequence that we created. Now, one thing now that we're talking about this sequence, Dustin and I here on the podcast, I would highly encourage you guys, when you start getting familiar with this, draw out your sequences by hand. That's what I actually do. I have to actually visually see the flow that I want to create. I want to know what the end destination is. So I have to think of, okay, here's the first message. Where do I want this user to be at the very end? And then now I'm going to fill in the steps in the middle to see how that progression is going to look. And Messenger and ManyChat actually does have a flow builder. So you can take what you've drawn out and put that on ManyChat itself. So you can actually take your written funnel, your written flow, your sequence, and put it on ManyChat. I just think it's going to make this process a lot easier for you. Because if you're trying to do each step by step off the cuff, it's going to be very difficult for you to put together an effective sequence. So take the time to actually plot out exactly the experience that you want the user to go through and what the end goal is.
Thank you for mentioning that. That's so important, because before Kelvin and I talked, before I ever saw his article on how to set up the chatbot, I had messed around with ManyChat before, and I got to the point where, because I didn't know what I wanted to do with it, and so I got to this roadblock where I'm like, okay, I can do anything. And sometimes when there's endless possibilities, it's like, well, shit, I just tell me what to do, and you don't know what to do. And so if you already have an idea of, hey, I want to give sellers the option of requesting a home value or requesting a phone call or reading an article, and if you already know ahead of time, it's so much easier to go in there and say, boom, 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 do these things, write it out, map it out, like he said, with the sequences, and it's going to be much easier. Because if you just get in there and you're like, okay, I'm going to do a chatbot, and you don't have a clue what you want the chatbot to do, you're going to run into the same roadblock I did. Great recommendation, Kelvin.
Thanks, man. And I think also, think about the information you want to gather on your lead as well when you're creating these sequences, because it's at the very beginning, here's the options I want to give them. By the end, what do I want to have on that lead? I want to hopefully have an email. I want to have the number. I want to also identify whether or not they're a seller or a buyer. I also want to know how far out they personally think they are from like entering the real estate process, whether or not they're immediately starting to look for houses. Think about all the different segments of leads that you want to start pulling in through Messenger, and think about the different sequences that are going to help you determine the specific information you need to know about each different type of lead. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's super important.
Yeah, that's just going to help. All of that, thinking about all of that beforehand is going to make creating your sequences much, much easier. And once you've actually created your sequences, this is something that I think is really cool. I keep saying Messenger instead of ManyChat. ManyChat has widgets, which you can actually put on your website. So like you have the message me through Facebook on your website, Dustin, you can actually embed modals or slide-ins on your website as well using ManyChat. So you just take that little snippet of JavaScript and paste that into the text section of your website, and you can actually create ManyChat widgets on your site for people to directly subscribe to your bot.
Oh my, you're right. I totally forgot about that. And I've seen that on a few other websites. Rather than one of these old live chat features or, you know, chat with us now, that is, that's so like 5-10 years ago. Now you can have your chat bot that we're talking about right now on your website, and people can interact without even being on your Facebook business page. Because let's be honest, not many people ever go to your Facebook business page. I don't care how many followers you have. They just don't. But they go to your website. I mean, a lot of you guys have, you know, thousands and thousands of monthly visitors. If you show them on your site, hey, chat with us, you know, send us a message, whatever, and then you can lead them down these different paths to deliver them information that's going to be helpful to them, that's a game changer. I totally forgot about that feature. I think that's probably the biggest one that they offer.
That's the one that I'm most excited about. I mean, I'm really pumped about the sequences and the ads on Facebook specifically and the funnels that you can send people down, but being able to actually integrate this onto your website, I'm really excited for. Because some agents, you know, some websites, they try to have like essentially what would be like an iframe of their Facebook page that can pop up and all those other ways of trying to get people to interact with their Facebook page from their website. But this is definitely the best way by far that I've seen to actually get someone to interact with you using Messenger and using Facebook. Really exciting.
And it's pretty telling when you have Fortune 500 companies using chatbot functionality on their websites.
Apps, 100%.
That's all the legitimacy you need right there. is when you, I don't know the exact companies, but I saw a few websites that it's like, holy crap, this major multi-billion dollar company is using ManyChat. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty telling. If you don't have a website, cool. Like we've already talked about, there's so many other things you can do with it. Here's what I recommend though, because I too suffer from, you know, too many idea-itis. And it, you know, it sucks because it can stop you in your tracks. Whatever excited you the most about this, you don't have to do all of these ideas. Start with one. Start with the welcome message. So again, go to my Facebook page, Dustin Brohm, Salt Lake's favorite realtor. Just type in Dustin Brohm Realtor. It'll pop up. And then click message. There's going to be a thing for, you know, massive agent listener. And then we'll deliver a link to Kelvin's article to you right through Messenger. So you don't have to go search for it yourself. And that should give you some idea of what you can do by playing around with it and seeing it in your own hand. And then do it yourself. Create that welcome message yourself. And then start learning one more thing and one more thing and mess around with it. Watch videos, read articles. Because I, like Kelvin said at the beginning, Messenger is, there's so many things you can do with it. I think it's going to be a huge player in 2018, but most of your competition isn't going to know about it, or they're not going to pay attention until 2020 or 2021 after you've already taken up all their clients.
Mm-hmm. 100%. A lot of people aren't going to be adopting this very early. And if you're an early adopter of Messenger chatbots, you're going to have a huge competitive advantage in your local market. I can't stress that enough. And being able to just start out piece by piece with all these different things. I know we're talking about so many different things because I'm so pumped and so excited. But starting with one small thing at a time is going to make a world of difference for you. I truly do believe that Messenger, I know that's a bold statement, but I truly do believe that Messenger marketing, Messenger sequences and chatbots, that's the number one marketing channel of this year. I'm going to stand by that statement. And I feel like the numbers now that we're seeing, because I made a video and started looking into Messenger bots a while back when it was very, very new. I was really excited about the idea of it. And now there's finally data to start backing up click-through rates, open rates, and the engagement that people are having. And it seems that that data is actually still converting to quality leads. There was some hesitance for Facebook lead ads that I had because the numbers, the front-end data looked really good, the engagement, the clicks, but the actual leads that people were getting was inconsistent. The quality was sometimes inconsistent, but with Messenger, I'm seeing a lot more consistency. So 100%, I believe this is going to be the biggest marketing channel of 2018.
I don't doubt it for a second. And I'm just excited to learn more, and I learn by doing. So I'm going to kind of take your lead. We'll start with this first step of delivering a link to your article. And then I can add one more piece of functionality, one more sequence. I can do this for buyers. And then I can give them two options or three options and then four. And you can just keep going with it if you want to. And then there's, you know, comment this on a Facebook post and it, you know, takes them to your Messenger. I mean, there's so many things you can do. Just take it one step at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself, but do not ignore this because like Kelvin said, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. And like Dustin said, stack by stack and down the line, you know, Dustin, two months from now, whatever it is, you've built up subscribers. Soon we're going to have you going from ManyChat, and then we're going to connect your ManyChat to Zapier, and we're going to have Zapier taking all these subscribers and emails you're collecting, putting them into your CRM, and then starting people on a specific email sequence as well. So we're just going to have this big old sequence built out by the end. That's just where you're going to end up.
Hell yes. You know, before we got on this call today, I know that in Zapier I saw ManyChat was there, and I was like,
yeah.
I was like, there's got to be a zap for ManyChat subscribers over to your MailChimp list. And of course there is.
There is.
And also my Lion Desk CRM, I could do that too. And the sky is the limit. It gets kind of crazy. That's why we're saying start with one thing and, you know, learn by doing one thing and then do another and do another, but really pay attention to the Messenger chatbot space. Kelvin, thank you so much for being on the show today. Awesome information. There's a lot of information. So I think this is one of those episodes people might listen to a second or third time, as they should. One more time, guys, one more reminder. Go to my Dustin Brohm Realtor Facebook page, click on message, follow the Massive Agent Listener path, and we'll send you a link to Kelvin's article on how to do this yourself right into your messenger.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for having me, Dustin. This has been a blast. I loved it.
Kelvin, for all of our Massive Agent listeners, how can they find you online?
All right, guys. So you can find me at theredpeak.com. That's my website. I've also got a YouTube channel. And also you can find me on Facebook. Just search for Red Peak Media. And you can actually interact with my messenger bot as well. And I think those are the best outlets to find me. Or you can tweet me directly. But all of those work.
Well, you're not going to give out your cell phone number so they can text you at 2 a.m. With the stupid questions?
Never again.
No. Oh, you've been down that road, huh?
Been down that road. Mistake. Learned.
I'm sorry. I told you I was sorry and that I wouldn't do it again. All right.
Appreciate that.
And guys, this is what Kelvin does for a living. Like, so if this all sounds great and you're just like, I'd love to implement that. I'd love to have that done, but I'm just too busy. I just want someone to do it for me. That's what Kelvin does. So reach out to him, have that conversation with him. But that's what he does, is he helps realtors and real estate professionals with Facebook ads, messenger bots, just, basically Facebook campaigns. So reach out to him if that interests you at all.
100%. Yeah, that's what I do. So thanks for that shout out, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. You're the very first guest on the Massive Agent Podcast. So
no way. What a first one. Privilege.
Exactly.
What a privilege.
I'll have to send you like a trophy or a plaque.
Exactly. He says, you should feel privileged. Yeah. You should, Kelvin. I want you to know.
Or maybe a glitter bomb or something that's not quite so desirable.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
All right, Kelvin. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.